Welcome to Stifel's Sightlines podcast, focusing each week on a topic or two important to investors.
Well, greetings and welcome to the Sightlines podcast. This is Michael O'Keefe, Stifel's Chief Investment Officer. In this episode, I want to get into sort of an update on the global elections, right? We're in a super cycle here in 2024. As we've talked about before, 40% of the world's population going to the polls, and we're seeing some results and some shifts in power, both to the left and the right. So as we've done before, I want to kind of get into how we think about the elections and the impact on the U.S., but also, you know, maybe some implications, potential implications for our elections later in the year, given what we're seeing globally. So let's start with Mexico. So Mexico elected its first female president, a left-leaning candidate favoring further government development. So it's Claudia Sheinbaum, who won by a 30% margin, kind of an unexpectedly strong margin. And she has had the support of President AMLO. She plans to continue his program or platform that they call the Fourth Transformation. So this is an agenda designed to basically transform the political, economic, and social landscape in Mexico. To be more specific, the focus is on corruption, social programs, national economic development, security, so security reforms, and energy sovereignty. And another sort of nuance here is that Sheinbaum will continue to support and cooperate with the U.S. on strengthening border enforcement. Now, one of the reasons is economic development. So U.S. companies have been, quote-unquote, nearshoring. So in other words, bringing supply chain and production to Mexico, which obviously, again, is an economic benefit to the country there. So, you know, think of it as sort of a continuation of what's been going on, sort of a incrementally strengthening relationship with the U.S. And a notable statement from voters with this 30% margin for this left-leaning candidate. Now, as it relates to the another election in India, Prime Minister Modi was reelected for a third term, but there was a little bit of drama in that his party goes by BJP, so a right-wing party, basically lost its parliamentary majority, right? So again, a statement from the voters. And here the focus is, well, the idea that India has made progress, there's still high unemployment and a real strong sense of inequality, which is sowing some discontent. So voters are making a statement there. And then finally, the third one I want to mention is the European Union, so the EU. Essentially, we've seen a shift to the right here. So think of it as center-oriented officials holding their seats, more progressive candidates losing seats, and far-right gaining seats. So in the case of the EU, a little shift to the right. And the topics in focus include sort of voters' concern around migration, so people essentially moving into the EU from surrounding countries. And then also kind of the reality of some of the net zero policies and really the cost of climate change. So there's been essentially a pushback in terms of how votes went and sort of a signal from the voting population, if you will, in terms of being worried about those things. Now, notably, France will hold snap elections after President Macron's centrist party underperformed. And so, again, a lot of drama both in the EU and more broadly in specific countries. So now, what does all this mean for U.S. elections? Basically, we're sitting here today. My view is, hey, it's way too close to call in terms of the presidency, the House, and the Senate. And so where, you know, power lines end up falling, really hard to tell. Number two, I'd say, hey, things remain highly, highly polarized and polarizing, right? So basically both parties are stoking emotion. We've got sort of the more emotional issues like immigration, reproductive rights, and climate change. as you know, evidence of kind of things that people are focused on in terms of candidates and things like that. And the punchline here is the lesson, in my view, right now from other global elections is that there's a pretty meaningful chance we may well see a meaningful shift in power here in the U.S. But what's notable about that, given that everything appears too close to call, is it's really hard to tell that if a shift happens, whether it's a shift to the left or a shift to the right. And so, again, it's way too early to tell, but there's a lot of energy, obviously, in the current situation, and something that we'll be talking a bit about as we make our way here from roughly mid-June to the elections. So anyway, that's really what I wanted to cover in this episode. Thank you very much for listening this week, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks again for listening to Stiefel's Sightlines. Be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to automatically receive each week's podcast in your feed.